Hello and welcome to a new episode of the award-winning MVP, the Master's Voice podcast from MediaBrief.com. I'm your host and friend Pavan R. Chawla, founder editor of MediaBrief.com. We're very proud and delighted to have published this very special episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast today on the 15th of August, 2022 as our humble and heartfelt tribute to the valiant armed fraternity and their dependents and survivors. I was truly honored to welcome to the Master's Voice podcast a very inspirational young leader. Please join me as I welcome Ravi Kumar, founder and CEO, Udchalo. Ravi, Jai Hind.
Jai Hind, thank you for having me here, Pavan.
You're most welcome, Ravi. You're very kind, and I must say that I'm honored that it is you, Ravi Kumar, who's founded Udchalo, a company that walks, in fact, marches together in unison to your vision with the DNA you've expressed in these words that I quote from the Udchalo website, and I quote, "We at Udchalo are dedicated to serve our soldiers, the heroes whose courage, gallantry and commitment to protect our nation's honor is incomparable." Truly wonderful. So I'm really looking forward to my conversation with you, Ravi, which is happening just 2 days before the Independence Day, as I said, and my team and I will work to ensure, God willing, that we can publish this episode on the 15th of August as our own little but sincere and heartfelt tribute to our remarkable, incomparable, peerless defense forces. And also as an expression of gratitude to Udchalo, which has been working to provide service to the services. In fact, that's also your company's baseline. Yes. And speaking of gratitude, I'd also like to say a big thank you to Shabana Ali and Arun Thangkappan of AdFactors PR for having made this interaction possible. So Ravi, before we continue, please allow me to introduce you to my listeners. My distinguished guest in this episode is Ravi Kumar, founder and CEO of Udchalo. Ravi is not just the remarkable leader of a purpose-driven, no, purpose-fired service for the services, which is Udchalo, but also someone who's very inspiring for me personally. In fact, Udchalo received from the Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi the National Startup Award 2021 in January 2022. The Ravi Kumar founded Udchalo was honored for being the most innovative and socially impactful startup in the travel planning and discovery segment. Ravi is an alumnus of the Stanford Graduate School of Business Seed Program and also an engineering graduate from the Army Institute of Technology in Pune. And now, as founder and CEO of Udchalo, Ravi is an entrepreneur driven by purpose and passion for the defense community of India. Growing up as a Fauji kid, Ravi realized he wanted to be a change maker for the fraternity that has meant so much to him. In fact, had always been a crucial force in shaping him. Ravi's entrepreneurial journey began with the mission to give back to the community, he says, and which he feels he owes so much to. And today, his startup Udchalo is making life simpler for the soldiers. As its CEO, Ravi leads the development of the company's short and long-term strategy, always, of course, in perfect and demonstrated sync with the organization's vision and mission. And before he founded Udchalo, Ravi worked with brands like Tata, Faurecia and Dassault Systems. Ravi's defense background and a will to make travel life easier for soldiers led to the conceptualization of Udchalo. And today, Udchalo offers multiple services and products at rates especially negotiated for and to serve the defense fraternity. Ravi believes that trade can be learned, trade cannot be taught. And his passion for entrepreneurship goes beyond establishing a profit-making business. Ravi loves mentoring students who are passionate and brave and are starting out as entrepreneurs. In fact, to motivate young minds to be job creators, Ravi often takes time out to address and inspire students across different colleges. So that's Ravi Kumar, founder and CEO of Udchalo and my distinguished guest on this episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast from MediaBrief.com. Ravi, welcome once again to the episode. And now let's move on to the part of the conversation I've been really looking forward to with you.
Thank you for your kind words, Pavan. I'm honored.
It's a pleasure that you're here, Ravi. So Ravi, the stated vision of Udchalo, and you know, word for word, is making life simple for our soldiers. And Udchalo's stated mission is to build unique, convenient and effective platforms for our soldiers to access consumer products and services. Tell me how this engineering graduate and Stanford alumnus went about creating Udchalo. What kind of efforts and planning went into, you know, taking the idea to the fruition of a launch on September 14, 2012? So this is your 10th year.
Yes.
And what is the size of this peerless defense services community of India that you serve across the nation? Go ahead.
Sure. So any startup solves a problem. I'll take an example here. So you can skip, if you're taking a vitamin, you can skip few vitamin doses and you're still fine. But if you can skip a single dose of painkiller, it may affect your body. So when we approached to this problem, and the problem was simple, soldiers every day traveling by railways, and most of them are traveling on an unconfirmed ticket. At the same time, similar number of airline tickets were going vacant every day. So there were two problems, and we just brought these two problems together and solved it. We asked the airline if they could bring down their fares to the level of AC2 or AC3 tier so that our soldiers could get a ticket of an airline to travel back their home safely and conveniently.
Lovely. Our great officers and soldiers and everybody else. How many travel every day by train actually?
If we include the serving people, the veterans, their kids and all the dependents, every day almost 1 lakh people travel via railways.
Wow, that's a large, massive number. And what is the percentage of, if I were to ask you about, you know, the officers and maybe the jawans or non-officers?
So there are only 2% officers, the rest 98% are the non-officers in Indian Armed Forces.
That is truly wonderful, and I see why the Honorable Prime Minister, when he gave you the award or presented it to you on behalf of the Startup Foundation, well, it included the citation of service to society. Beautiful. And what a beautiful section of society. People I really bow my head to and look up to always. All of us Indians do that. Wonderful. And you know, Ravi, what inspires me no end is that your team and you have demonstrated all the way to this, the 10th year of your service field existence, that you've been working for services with, and I take these two words from your site, which says with pride and gratitude. And I thank you and your team for that. So Ravi, you started with providing travel services first. Tell me how you expanded your offerings, how you've done that by this point in time. Tell me about the services you've added, the milestones, the growth of your purpose and service footprint in terms of the geographies. You already told me the number of individuals that your total services have covered so far. Take it away.
Sure. So we started with the travel first. Travel is a core part of their life, always being posted out of their hometown, and they have to travel back home. So that was the first problem that we picked. After that, getting feedback from our own soldiers, we started FinTech. We started filing income tax for them. Later on, we also started providing subsidized group housing for our soldiers. And also, we are now providing them electronics item through one of the largest OEM in the country.
Oh, lovely. Which one is that?
It's Samsung.
Oh yes, Samsung is huge, massive and known for great quality products. I think your determination to get them the best and connect them with that. So very good.
And jointly we have launched this program called DPP, which is Defense Purchase Program, where all the items are provided to defense forces at the subsidized rates.
No, that's really good. And all these areas are very important. In fact, your electronics and digital OEM tie-up with Samsung for the services and for their children and dependents is going to be amazing, because you then become a wonderful digital enabler also for the young generation. Very good indeed. Very, very good. So Ravi, great purpose and planning will embed an easy acceptability for your TGs. But let's now speak from a business perspective also. I mean, we've spoken about purpose and I know that's what fires you and your team primarily. That's your main rocket fuel. But tell me also about the other. You know, we spoke about, as I said, purpose and planning. Now let's speak about the other, the third of the critical troika of crucials for commercial success, which is the USPs of Udchalo. And then we'll come on to Udchalo's growth numbers and examples of the Udchalo impact. But the USPs of Udchalo first. Go ahead.
So if we look at the USP, it's the product, customer and distribution. When I talk about product, we try to bring exclusive product for our defense forces, something which they need. For example, travel was one of their needs. So we bought discounted airfare for them. Then mobile phones and other electronic items were their need. We bought them at a discounted price from one of the largest OEMs. Finding income tax is also one of their needs. So we bought this product for them. So product is something that we always focus upon, what product they need, and we bring it to them. Second is the customer. We focused on our customer, and if you look at our vision statement, which says making life simpler for our soldier, simpler word is there for a purpose. So in the product, we focus in bringing the right deal for our customers. In the customer, we always try to achieve the best CSAT in the NPS score.
Lovely.
When it comes to distribution, we ensure that our online and offline distributions reaches to each and every soldier wherever they are posted. Doesn't matter.
Excellent. So from day one, what was the growth rate for demand for Vodchalo services, and where are you now in your 10th year in terms of Vodchalo's growth? What's Vodchalo's market share like? And I know you will balk at the word market here, because you know it's not mercenary, but of course a business has to make good money so that it can plow back into the goodness footprint and goodness work that an Vodchalo does. So what is your market share? What's the growth been like over these last 10 years?
So market share is a term which I feel when there is particular pie and everybody is trying to cut from the same. But if you look at Vodchalo, we have created a different pie altogether.
Excellent.
This is a customer base, customers who have never been a part of the aviation so far. So we have added almost 30 lakh new flyers to the Indian aviation.
This is truly amazing. You've actually 30 lakh new individuals who have flown and used airlines. That's truly amazing. You've not only helped the airline industry, but primarily the services people also. I just feel and I pray that the government, which is a benign and caring government and really holds our services in high esteem, will help you and support you on the ATF side, because that would have put up costs. But let's not go there. You know, this is not about regulation and policy. The government has scarce resources and lots to do. And I'm sure that you will try your best, and you know, the other ancillary services will support you to keep Vodchalo flying. So yeah, so tell me the growth now. I'm sorry I interrupted you here.
So if you look at our growth, we grew by almost 495% CAGR.
Okay.
From 2014-15 financial year to 2020-21 financial year.
It's remarkable.
And being awarded as fastest growing MSME twice.
Wonderful. Let's talk now, Ravi, about impact. Do you have any, well, case study, if you will, to, you know, share about any of your business verticals or the new services or old that has helped the community greatly? I mean, travel, 30 lakh people, bring them onto the travel airline map is amazing. Any case study?
So, since it's about impact, we have created employment for 18 paraplegic soldiers.
Lovely.
And almost 40 army wives. Now, the challenge with the army wives is that they get posted with their husband. Getting a job at those locations which are mostly far-flung is really challenging.
Absolutely.
So, we have created an employment while working from home, they can actually work for Vodchalo.
Oh, that is really, really good. And you know, what I really like, okay, you could have spoken about the number of lives you've touched, you know, got onto aviation, for instance, and experience flights is 30 lakhs. But the first thing that you spoke about when I spoke about impact is the paraplegics, the 40 wives. This is truly the service orientation in your heart, which is great. Yeah, so go ahead. What about the income tax filing that you help them with? Because that can be very, very challenging.
If you look at the income tax, usually the window is only for 3 months. And if a soldier, let's say, posted at Siachen, he is posted there for 6 months without any internet. During those times, we have offices in all those far-flung places. Our rep visit those places, collect the Form 16, and that's how we help filing income tax for our soldiers. Earlier, they used to face this challenge of filing income tax delayed, but now they need not to. They can file income tax through us.
Oh, this is wonderful, because I file my tax on the click of a button because I have internet. And here you are, sending your reps, filling the forms, making sure it comes back, and then filing it for them.
And not only that, I mean, if something happens in the valley, the entire internet goes off. But our offices have internet 24/7, so they can book their air ticket also 24/7.
Beautiful. And you know, the cost of the investment and the support that goes into, you know, setting up the infrastructure, however small or big, must probably be not very, very comparable with the kind of ROI, but
you know what's more satisfying, even those areas at all these outreach centers that we have a veteran there working for us. So we have created again an employment for the veteran, even the far-flung areas of our country.
Lovely. This is truly wonderful, Ravi. And in fact, Urchalo being honored with the National Startup Award by the Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji, that was a truly big salute to Urchalo's innovation and service to society. What did that do to you personally?
It's really a big recognition coming especially from the government of India. It signifies that what we are trying to do. Any recognition shows that we are moving in the right path, and it really means a lot to us.
Excellent, excellent. More strength to you, Ravi. There's an important element of data security. Urchalo provides its services most often at greater benefits and discounts and facilities for the armed fraternity of India and its dependents. And to avail of those services, they must verify themselves on your web, mobile, digital platforms. That makes data security even more critical. And I will add the otherwise superfluous prefix word of more to critical. But what makes it even more critical is the sensitivity of the data. It's about our defense forces and their families and dependents. So what is the kind of fail-safe technology, the solidity of the platform and the security that is in place? Give me a quick deep dive. See, whatever you can share, given the nature of the data that is protected.
Sure. So firstly, we ask only for the travel data. There is no PI data that we store at our website.
Okay.
Secondly, if you look at the website, it is CERT certified. It is certified by the government of India. Plus, we have all the compliance that is required to run an OTA. We are following that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, fair enough. I don't want more details. And I'm sure that whatever data you save is on really encrypted in very strong servers. And that goes without saying.
Yes.
Right. Wonderful. Ravi, a couple of minutes back, you told me about the excellent impact of Urchalo and, you know, the services to its target audiences. And speaking of impact, there was the havoc that COVID-19 wreaked across so many businesses. What was its impact on your business, considering Urchalo does offer some of the best travel facilitation services for the services? So how did Urchalo perform during the pandemic?
So during pandemic, for those 2 months when there was no aircraft flying, we were also shut. But as soon as the aircraft start flying, defense people were the first to get vaccinated.
Absolutely.
So hence they started flying and our business was back.
Wonderful, wonderful. And otherwise, what about the other services that you have been providing ancillary? You said that over the last 10 years you've added so many more. So what about the rest?
In rest of the business, only the income tax was something that had to be filed. So we were filing income tax during COVID period as well. For the hotel stay and the other part of the travel business, it was all shut during those times.
Lovely. So Urchalo performed with the resilience of the peerless community and target groups it serves. I'm sure that along with your strategic business leadership, Ravi, that rub off from your distinguished target groups must always help your teams.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, many veterans also who are working with us, they put so much of hard work every day, the kind of dedication that they show. In fact, I will use an anecdote here. One of our veterans who run one of our outreach center in the Kashmir area, he has put that this center is open 24/7 and you can call me at any point of time.
Lovely.
Now look at the kind of dedication that he is showing.
Amazing.
Such kind of action actually inspire not only me but the entire team at Urchalo.
That is so wonderful. Marvelous. And Ravi, marching ahead, what are your plans for growth? And how do you market your services? You know, of course, you have a wonderful community of users and the reviews across are very good. They speak of service, politeness, effectiveness, the very important value that you deliver through the reduced costs every single vertical of Urchalo negotiates for the defense services and their dependents. So that community, word of mouth, it's a great awareness and surely customer acquisition enabler. But you would want to reach out to the companies that produce and provide goods and services commercially across India. So who are your key target marketing groups and how do you market yourselves to them? What media mix? Which marketing medium gives you the best ROI? Just take it away. Give me the marketing strategy and your TG cohorts.
Sure. But before I get into that, since you mentioned about customer acquisition, we have one of the lowest customer acquisition cost. It is close to 40 rupees.
What?
That's the lowest in the industry.
Wow. That just bespeaks the value that they get.
And that's one of the winning strategy also.
Lovely.
Now about the marketing strategy, our TAM is going to remain the same, the armed forces market. The only addition that we are foreseeing, and we are going to call it a 4G family. See, till 25, I was a dependent too. But as soon as I cross the age of 25, I become a non-dependent. We actually want to bring all non-dependent also to become a part of our family.
Excellent.
And that will constitute the entire TAM that we are talking.
You are absolutely focused. So that is on the dependence of your core target groups, helping enable them to get better in their lives and get careers or additional incomes or whatever there is. It depends on the terms on which you associate with them. But I also asked you about, you know, the companies that produce goods and services. You would want to reach out to more and more so that they become your partners and help provide better service to the services from Uchalo. So anything on that? Must be direct B2B kind of contacts?
So product is always going to remain one of the forte and the focus area.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to expand mostly on the four segment. Travel is one of them. FinTech is the second, where we are focusing a lot. Third is the e-commerce, the electronics part. And the fourth, which is we are right now focusing a lot, is the group housing.
Okay. Yes. Oh, I saw some lovely pictures on the Uchalo website of these, you know, big apartments with balconies, no less. I mean, 4G ko balcony nahi di, toh phir kya diya?
And 4G wants to settle together. They have their own kind of lifestyle.
Excellent.
We wanted to bring the similar kind of lifestyle even after retirement. And that's how this housing is very critical and important.
Excellent. Any projects that you want to talk about?
So we have a project in Pune already. We are coming up with a project in NCR area as well.
That's wonderful, Ravi. And you know, when we speak about marketing, close to 85% of the top digital marketers globally, and they were surveyed by Hootsuite, they told Hootsuite that they spend close to half, close to about 48% of their entire digital marketing budgets every year on dark social, the encrypted messengers like WhatsApp, Telegram, Signal, Facebook Messenger. How frequently and beneficially do you use dark social for your digital marketing and awareness, like a WhatsApp, for instance, you know, if you do?
We don't actually. Most of our marketing, if you look at it, happens only offline way. If you look at the armed forces, they are hardly present online. They're serving people.
Okay.
So we have our own way to reach them, to educate them. Because if you look at the business model, it's more about education also. Educating them about these services and the product, which are curated for them.
Right. Okay. And what about B2B? You know, reaching out to corporates and companies?
Yeah, for corporates and companies, because now, so let me put it in a word, that after Canteen, we are the second largest retail company operating within the armed forces.
Excellent.
So if they want to serve the forces, we are happy to engage with them, and that's how they come to us. Any corporate who is willing to offer their product to the services, they approach us and we help them getting their product pushed in the armed forces.
Excellent. So Ravi, continuing our little conversation on marketing, okay? Tell me about any ad campaign video, a DVC, a TVC, a favorite that comes to your mind. I'd like to play out the audio for our listeners.
I have one favorite one.
It was this one, my listeners, in which a retired defense officer hands his son his flight ticket from Uchalo, fly to the location of his officer's training program. And I really want to play that excellent audio, you know. So let's just play that out.
Ma, aapke haath ke parathe world's best hai.
Ye world's best parathe tujhe wahan nahi milenge.
Ma to waise bhi bag bhar ke khana dengi hi. हाँ बाबा, आऊंगा ना ड्रॉप करने के लिए, एक मिनट.
ये ले, उड़चलो से तेरा टिकट आ गया. कल से तो तू उसे छोड़ने भी नहीं जा पाएगा.
अनकहे इस रिश्ते को कहना बाकी है. छुई मंजिलों को छूना बाकी है। अनकहे इस रिश्ते को कहना बाकी है। अनछुई इन मंजिलों को छूना बाकी है। बचपन की उन यादों को समेटना बाकी है। जज्बातों को मेरे अल्फाज बनना बाकी है।
आगे जाके तू भी अपने बच्चों के बर्थडे मिस करेगा। बचपन से तुझे सुपर हीरो बनने का बड़ा शौक था।
पापा आपसे तो सीखा है, देश सबसे ऊपर, हमसे भी ऊपर।
आज बन गया तू असली हीरो, लेफ्टिनेंट राहुल सिंह। गो फॉर इट।
मेरा बस आपको एक सलाम बाकी है। अनकहे इस रिश्ते को कहना बाकी है। जज्बातों को मेरे अल्फाज बनना बाकी है। मेरा
जो हीरोज रखते हैं देश को सबसे ऊपर, खुद से भी ऊपर। उड़ चलो हमेशा से साथ है उनके हर मोड़ पर। जय हिंद Forever for heroes.
That is truly wonderful, and
thanks for playing that.
So beautifully done, Ravi, keeping the emotions, the father-son relationship, and the rousing spirit of patriotism firmly center stage, and giving Urcholo just a subtle passing mention of showing the ticket of being a ticketing enabler for the Fauji son's travel. Really good.
I must give credit to my marketing team and the agency who worked upon this.
Right, yeah. You have a young, really smart CMO, Deep. I must mention him on the show. And I think you and he make a great team. You know, you thinking of the vision and he taking it out to every TG, every cohort. That's really excellent.
Thank you so much, Pavan.
Okay, from serving the most respected, remarkable, peerless, distinguished defense services, brave hearts and their dependents, let's move on to the excellent Urcholo team that does that for the company in the first place. What do you do at Urcholo to keep your employees happy? You must do a lot, considering you earned a Great Places to Work certification. Tell us, work culture, employee care, support, enablement, inclusiveness and more. Tell me about what happens at Urcholo.
Sure. So if we look at our core values, one of our core values is people centricity.
People centricity?
Yes.
Not employee centricity.
Not employee centricity, not customer centricity. It's people centricity. Even if somebody walks into our office, you can expect the same kind of treatment and the same kind of respect in our office. I will take an anecdote here again. So recently, one of the clients walked into our office and she was so impressed that when she walks into the cabin, she said, the people centricity on your wall that is written there, it's not just the words. I saw the security guard exhibiting it. I saw the guard who asked me to put the name on the register exhibiting it. Even the guy who was in the lift exhibiting it. So it is not on the wall. It's everywhere in your office.
Lovely. That's very good indeed. Very good indeed. So Ravi, the government has very many priorities, is always and very understandably so, hard-pressed to it to do the best for every section of the people of India. It's always resources that are far scarcer than the needs and the motivation of the government to help and the demands across the nation. So I believe that Urcholo services to the services must add great value to the government's own persistent efforts and policies for our armed fraternity. What value do you think Urcholo adds and to what extent? You already told me that it's the second biggest retail enabler after the canteens. But just tell me more.
Sure. So now we all know that the new scheme of the recruitment in the armed forces is coming up.
Right.
One of the things that we never speak about, but we do that, is helping our soldiers getting a job also.
Lovely.
So this is one of the welfare activity that we do, and we really intend to employ more and more veterans, not within Udchalo, but outside Udchalo also.
Excellent, excellent. And do you receive any support or incentives from the government to be able to continue the wonderful and deeply effective Udchalo service to the services?
So the kind of activity that we do anyways, we really receive a good amount of support from all the departments, because all the activities that we are doing is somewhere related to the welfare of the armed forces people. So they value it very much and they do support in whatever capacity they can.
Ravi, I always admire and salute our armed forces, the entire armed fraternity, with the deepest respect and greatest gratitude for their service, fortitude, sacrifices. And I also hold their dependents and survivor family members in the highest respect. And you, Ravi, and your team at Udchalo are serving them so well with pride and gratitude. So especially today, Ravi, on the occasion of the 75th year of the independence of India being celebrated as Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav, I stand up in my place and I say a deeply felt thank you to you, Ravi Kumar, founder and CEO of Udchalo, and your entire team. Gratitude with the deepest respect for your service to the services.
Thank you so much. In fact, I would also like to extend deepest gratitude to our forces who are guarding our borders. And there are few things that as a message I would like to say here.
Please, please.
Firstly, it happens all across the globe. It's the time when we also need to stand up and start saluting our forces wherever we get a chance to.
Yes, I've seen some beautiful, really throat-choking kind of emotional videos where a regiment, not regiment, maybe a smaller group walking into or across an airport, and everybody stands up and salutes and applauds and claps and, you know, expresses themselves. And I think all of us must do that. Absolutely. Such a beautiful thought. Yes.
So all I want to say is, wherever we get a chance to meet a soldier, we must extend our gratitude and respect.
Wonderful, wonderful. I couldn't agree with you more. More strength to you, Ravi, and your wonderful team at Udchalo. I'm sure that every single corporate, business, provider of goods, services and more that you work with is proud and humbled to get the opportunity to serve the best of Indians, the armed fraternity. And I hope their peers that you are wanting to help Udchalo serve the services will feel proud to tie up with you, all these OEMs and manufacturers. And you've already said that to me in one of your previous replies. So, well, I enjoyed my conversation with you, Ravi. It's been an adrenaline rush of purpose, pride and inspiration for me. What did you feel about your chat with me today?
Thank you so much, Pavan. It was a heart-to-heart conversation and it was really worth traveling from Pune to Mumbai for this kind of podcast. Let me tell you that.
Thank you so much. You really put in the effort and you traveled on a rainy Friday morning all the way from Pune to be here in Mumbai at about 11:30, and it was amazing of you to do that.
Anything for the purpose. So if we are doing anything for the forces, you are helping us, the environment, to know about the purpose.
Thank you so very much.
And you know, Pavan, I also want to say Media Brief, which has been doing some great work with taking the insight and inspiration, ideas and purpose from captains of industry knowledge. Also, Pavan, I'm grateful to be here, to be a part of podcast series MVP, the Master Voice podcast. Everybody hears it. I mean, this is one of the famous podcasts that we have. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for letting the world know about the greater vision that we are working for. And you are doing some really great stuff with MediaBrief.com.
Thank you, Ravi. Thank you so much. Spoken like an officer and a gentleman. You're very kind indeed, Ravi. Thanks for having graced MVP, the Master's Voice podcast. And the nation is celebrating Azadi Ka Amrit Mahotsav on the 15th of August, 2022. And we are meeting on, what, the 12th? So thanks also again, once again, Ravi, I must say that, to Arun Thankappan and Shabana Ali of AdFactors PR for having made this wonderful, very heartwarming and very pleasing and satisfying and inspiring interaction for me and for my listeners possible.
Thank you so much, Pavan.
The remarkable and inspiring Ravi Kumar, founder and CEO Udchalo, which is all about service for the services, was my very, very special, distinguished young guest on this very special episode of MVP, the Master's Voice podcast. We are very proud and delighted to have published it today on the 15th of August 2022 as our humble and heartfelt tribute to the valiant armed fraternity and their dependents and survivors. I hope you too were inspired by Ravi Kumar and benefited also from the insights he shared. I absolutely was. Till we meet again in the next episode of MVP The Master's Voice podcast series on MediaBrief.com, this is your host and friend Pawan R. Chawla saying, take care, stay safe, happy Independence Day, Jai Hind.